So it's still raining today. I figured I'd talk about a topic which is also difficult to put a handle on. A lot of people hear a lot of different pieces of information about it. So I figured I'd discuss the bracha and the hanhagos concerning a rainbow. So in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, they discuss the fact that you're supposed to make a bracha when you see a rainbow. But it's not the only thing that it discusses when it comes to a rainbow. Says Va'amar Rav Alexandri, it's unknown testament. Sorry, Va'amar Rav Alexandri, Rav Shuban Levi, Haroas Akeshes Ba'anan, Sarach Sheyipol Al Ponav. So first, it says that that a person, when he sees a rainbow in the sky, he should fall on his face. And it explains because Shenemar Kamari Akeshes Asher Hashem Ba'anan Va'ereh Ve'epol Al Ponai, because it discusses by Yechezkel the Ma'aseh Merkava that he saw something which looked like a rainbow, and he saw it, and he fell on his face. So the idea here is that when you see a rainbow, it's like looking somewhat at the Shekhinah. And therefore, when a person does this, he's supposed to be overcome with awe by that, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing some, you know, tiny measure of himself, kaviyachol, and therefore a person is supposed to react in a very fearful manner. However, the Gemara continues, Laiti ala b'marava mishum demechse keman desage l'kashta. It says, but in Eretz Yisrael, they cursed people who fell on their face when they saw a rainbow because it kind of looked like they were bowing down to the rainbow. Ella bruche vade mevarech. But you certainly should make a bracha. And then the Gemara says, what is the bracha? Mai mevarech. Baruch zocher habris. Right? First it says you're supposed to make a bracha. Baruch ato Hashem l'kinem mechalom zocher habris. Rabbi Masnisa Tana, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ovshel Baruchon Mebroka Omer, Ne'eman bivriso v'kayam b'ma'amaro. And then Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tarvayu. So Rav Papa says, since we have two different neschos, we should say them both together. Baruch Zocher Abris, V'Ne'eman Bevriso, V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. So he says he should say the entire bracha, that Hashem remembers the bris, and he is, you know, trustworthy to keep his end of the bargain, and he upholds everything that he says. So this is the bracha that we're supposed to say. Tosfos over here has a slightly different nusach than the nusach that we're used to saying. However, both the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chavtes say that we're supposed to say something kain this this nusach. There's only one tiny difference in terms of, do you say Zocher Habris V'Ne'eman Bivriso, or do you say Zocher Habris Ne'eman Bivriso? Most likely you're Yotze either way, but those are that's the only real machlokes that the poskim seem to have in terms of the nuschos of this particular bracha. Now, the question is, how much of a rainbow do you have to see? So this is not so clear. If you look in the Bir Halacha there, Divra Maskel Aroa Keshes, says Lo Nisbar in Bo'inan Dafka Sheiru B'Tmunas Keshes Hu Kachatzi Gor Nagula Afilo Mixos Mimena Dai. He says that it's not clear whether you have to see the entire half circle, or is it enough to see an arm of the Keshes? Is it enough to just see the you know, a section of it? Maybe that's enough. And he doesn't really give up sock because he's not sure himself. He says, I don't have any sources to quote for you on this one. I saw quoted in the name of Rav Sternbuch in his Tshuvas van Hagos that he says, based on the fact that the Bir Halacha doesn't have a psak, so the you should say Safek Brachos Lahakil and not make a bracha unless you see a significant portion of the half, you know, circle of the rainbow. I don't see it end to end. It's virtually never happens. But you know, I would imagine you'd have to see not just one arm of the rainbow or a quarter of the circle. You'd probably have to see like a legitimate half circle ish. I don't know exactly what, but it would have to be a nice vision of a rainbow. So that is the first point. But then, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it quotes also that you're not supposed to stare aser l'stakel bo b'yoser. You're not supposed to stare extensively at the rainbow. Now, why is this? So it's twofold. It's a twofold issue. Number one, we had this Gemara over here that we quoted in Brachos Nuntes, where it says that you're supposed to fall on your face. It's supposed to intimidate you. It's supposed to make you fear the Rabbono Shel Olam. And similarly, there's a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. I don't have a Chagiga on me right now, but I think I can see it. Yeah, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, where it says, "Also estakabu harbe perkein dorshin Chagiga tazayin amid aleph kol sheino chas al kavod kono Mahi, Rav Abba Omer, Zem Estakel Bekeshes. If you stare at the Keshes, if you stare at the rainbow, that's considered like you don't have a lot of kavod for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because as we said before, as the Navi Yecheskel tells us, that Keshes is part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's revelation to us, and therefore it's disrespectful to stare at the rainbow. So then the Rishonim say, so how are you supposed to actually do this in terms of looking at it to make the bracha? And so therefore they all quote from the Rush. There's a lot of different sources. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, the Sefer Chassidim, quotes from the Rush. Others quote from the Rush that they say that the Rush said, yeah, there's a difference between seeing and being mistakel. Mistakel means to stare at something. Same thing as being mistakel ba'arayos. You shouldn't stare at women who are forbidden to you, and therefore, but to look at somebody when you see somebody and you want to say hello to them, of course you're allowed to look at them. You're not supposed to gaze at them and stare at them intending to derive pleasure from the experience. Same thing from the rainbow. You look at the rainbow, you can take a good look, make sure you're seeing the rainbow legitimately, and then you make the bracha, and then you go about your business. You don't stare at it for the rest of the day. This is the basic idea in terms of making the bracha on the rainbow. The last question I want to deal with is that a lot of times people, when they see a rainbow, they're so excited to see one, they then run and tell everybody else, come look at the rainbow. And then other people start yelling at them, how dare you tell me to look at a rainbow? It's the worst thing in the world. So what's the story with that? So really there is no source in Chazal, there is no source in Rishonim or early Achronim. The earliest source that I'm aware of, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Brura from the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim was certainly a great posik, and he actually has a funny way of quoting this particular source. Chayyadim didn't write this himself. He says, I saw this in a sefer, and I can't remember what sefer it is. So he says that I saw that it's not. It ain't kedai lahagid l'chaver sheyesh keshes mitam motzi diba. He says he shouldn't tell other people that there's a rainbow because it's spreading diba. Diba could be lashon of bad speech or lashon hara or something like that. So it could be that he's talking about it's sharing bad news, or it could be that it's talking about that it's like telling lashon hara about the world. What does it mean in terms of that? Because there is a comment in the Medrash, and Bracious Rabbah discusses. So quoted in Rashi. In Parshas Noach, where it says, this is my oath, bris l'doros. And it says, what does it mean, bris l'doros? So it says, doros is written chaser, because there are certain generations that don't need a keshes, because there was never a havamina that they were going to be destroyed. The keshes is the sign Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, and then he decided against it. So what were those generations? So one of the generations that was listed off there was the generation of Chizkiyahu. Another one is the generation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If you look in the Medrash itself, it actually quotes the generation of Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the generation of Ezra, as one of those Doros. And then if you see the continuation of that Medrash, and it became more famous from the Gemara Maseches Ksubas on Daf Ayin Zayin, where it says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was talking to Eliyahu HaNavi, and then he ended up going up to Shemayim, and Eliyahu HaNavi was very excited, and he's saying, make way for Bar Levoi. Bar Levoi is coming, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai appears before him, and Rabbi Shimon says to him, did you ever see a rainbow in your generation? And he said, yes, I did. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says back to him, you're not Bar Levi, right? You're not, I assume that means a play on words. His name was Ben Levi. So he says, you're not worthy of being escorted by Eliyahu HaNavi because you're not such a big tzaddik, because apparently your zechus was not great enough that there was no havamina, that there was a Hashkadosh Baruch Hu at least had a havamina that he was going to destroy the world in your generation. So If that's the pshat in seeing a rainbow, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy the world, so that's not necessarily something to tell to other people. Again, it could be motzi diba, that you're sharing bad news about the generation, or it could be lashon hara about the generation, that look, we're not ro'i to such great tzaddikim like Chizkiyahu and Anshei Knesset HaGadola and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Levi, because it does stress afterwards that the Gemara in Ksuvah says Rabbi Shimon Levi was actually lying, and he just didn't want to sound like a balgaiva in front of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he said, I did see a rainbow in my generation, but in reality he had not, that he was actually so great that in his generation there were no rainbows, so he was Bar Levi. Okay, so in terms of that, the Chayyadim says it's not kedai to tell people about the rainbow. Again, not kedai is not a lashon of isser, and so therefore if someone else is going around telling people to look at the rainbow and make a bracha, so I don't know if you need to tell him that he's doing the worst avera that ever happened. You might want to mention to him, maybe not b'shas ma'isa. Generally speaking, if you want your words to be heard, it's not great to protest people's actions b'shas ma'isa. You can mention to him some other time. You should know there's an achrona shavort in the chayei adam, not to mention it. You should present it as it is. It's not an issa d'oraisa. It's not an issa d'rabbanan. It's not a minig later early achronim. It's a later achron mentioning the idea that maybe you shouldn't tell people that there is a rainbow. It's an inyan. I could put it in the category of an inyan. Then I saw in the, I don't remember where I saw it. I saw somewhere where they asked a shayla, so if someone tells you that there's a rainbow, should you run out and make sure you go out there and make a bracha on it? So if I remembered where I saw it, see now if you, it was Yotze the Chayei Adam. He didn't remember where he saw it. That's the one thing we have in common. I don't remember where I saw this. They asked a shayla, is it kedai to somebody tells you there's a rainbow outside, should you go outside so you can make a bracha on it? He says, no, just like all birchas ha-re'iyah, birchas shevach v'odah, if you didn't experience it, there's no mitzvah to dafka, run out and experience it so that you should make a bracha. So someone tells you there's a rainbow. So if you're very interested in seeing a rainbow and making a bracha on it, go right ahead. But if you're doing something productive and you don't want to take the time to go out and see the rainbow, even to make the bracha, so you're not mechuyev to do so.